إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, I was going to record today the last of the series of reminders about why am I a Muslim, and that had to deal with the issue of Akhirah, our belief in the Day of Judgment, our meeting with Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. And as I was about to record that, I received news, very, very sad news, of the death of a very, very dear friend of mine, a person who we have been friends for 35 years, one of the most wonderful human beings that I've ever known, very helpful to me, helped me through all kinds of difficulties in life, an absolutely wonderful human being in every way, and he passed away. And what hit me, I was with that news, I was grieving for him, I was very, very sad. And then it was time for Salatul Dhuhr, and when I went down to the masjid to pray Salatul Dhuhr, it suddenly hit me, the blessing of Islam. Because this person who passed away was not a Muslim, he was a Hindu. And I'm praying there and standing before Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and thinking to myself, do I value this salah? Do I really value this salah? Because this salah is the difference between Jannah and Jahannam. Because when the curtain is lifted and when we see Malakul Maut, there is nothing that can save us if we have not believed right and if we have not lived right. But even before action comes belief, even before amal comes aqidah. And if we have not believed that, if we have not believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we have committed shirk, if we have worshipped others other than Allah, then there is no action of ours which can counter that, which can supersede that. There is no action of ours which can give benefit. So yes, we live a good life, and alhamdulillah, we should live a good life, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us for that in this dunya, as he did my friend, and he gave him honor, and he gave him great friendships, and he gave him a good family, and he gave him a lot of love and affection of his friends and relatives. But that was it. And I'm just thinking to myself that what must he have been feeling when the curtain was lifted and he saw Malakul Maut. I've talked about what happens to a believer and what happens to a disbeliever at the time of death. In the series of lectures on death and hereafter, and I am going to ask Omer to link that with this for the reminder. But very important for us to understand and appreciate the ni'mah, the wealth that Islam itself is. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused us, and those of us, especially those of us who were born Muslim, caused us to be born in a Muslim home, so we never committed shirk in our lives, ever. And those who were not born Muslim but who came into Islam, alhamdulillah, in a way that's even better, because when they came into Islam, they were forgiven all their sins and they were converted into good deeds. Now, what is the value of that? The way to show the value of that, the way to make shukr of that, is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And the first and most important part of that obedience is salah. Everything else comes thereafter. The value of salah. What is the value of salah? What is the value of salah at its right time in the masjid, which is what is for the Muslim men? So I'm praying here and I'm thinking to myself, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, how much and how can I thank you that you gave me this without asking? I didn't ask to become Muslim. I didn't ask to be born in the home that I was born in. I didn't ask to be the son of the parents that Allah gave me. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me all that. So therefore, I remind myself and you that let us reflect on this. And when you say, why are you Muslim? You say, because this is my guarantee that inshallah al-musta'an bi-nillahi ta'ala wa bi-fadlihi, I will be in Jannah on the Day of Judgment. Yes, indeed, I'm not saying that you should not and I should not fear the anger of Allah, that we should not fear the punishment of Allah. Yes, we should. And that is why we should definitely live a life which is clean, live a life which is in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But while we fear the anger of Allah and we fear the punishment of Allah, we also are completely and totally hopeful of His mercy, of His forgiveness. Because there is no sin in the world that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive, including shirk and kufr. As long as the person makes tawbah in his life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised to forgive everything. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الظُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُرُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said very clearly, يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَاتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الظُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُرُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah said, O my slaves who have transgressed against themselves, do not despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins, and He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. I therefore remind myself and you, let us remember the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. And let us do those actions which attract the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, when I say that I am Alhamdulillah, 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 I am Muslim. Why am I Muslim? Because this is my guarantee, insha'Allah al-Musta'an, that when this life ends, I will enter Jannah, insha'Allah. And I wish the same for you. My brothers and sisters, we are Muslim because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with this message, where He said to the people, قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُوا. Say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ and become successful. Now what is better than that? What is more beneficial than that? What is greater ni'mah than that? Than to be able to say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ Muhammad Rasulullah and become successful. I hope I've answered this question of why am I a Muslim. I've tried to answer it from my perspective, from what is in my heart. I want to end by recommending to you and emphasizing for you the fact that if you want to answer this question, maybe my reminders will help you, but you have to answer it yourself. You have to speak to your heart. You have to go inside your heart and say and look and see what is there. And what is there, if it is anything other than Allah, then remove the mask of Allah. And fill your heart with the noor of Allah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill your heart with His noor. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill your heart with the muhabbat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then remember your akhirah. Remember the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. And make sure that you live your life in a way where that meeting will be the best meeting of your life. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the best of your days, the last of your days, and the best of your actions, the last of your actions. And the best day of your life to be the day when you meet Him. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this dua for all of you. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.